Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. We're going to talk Babe Ruth baseball here on the show today because, as it sits right now, the Battle Babe Ruth team from Carbon County at the World Series in Jamestown, New York, and they have been phenomenal. 2-0 to get the World Series off and rolling, beat Wisconsin yesterday, topped Colorado today 7-1, and nearly had a combined no-hitter. It was extremely close. We get to talk about that. We get to talk about the experience in general. Joining us right now over the phone, we have manager Derek Martinez. And coach, it's great to get you back on.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, the boys are enjoying the experience for sure.
That's where I want to start. Before we get into the games over the last 2 days, I want to get your perspective on what this has been like, because there wasn't a huge lead up. We had you in studio. We talked about winning the Pacific Southwest Regional Tournament. And really, it was such a short period of time for you to get everything set, make sure you guys had the proper uniforms, make sure all the kids' travel accommodations were taken care of. Now that you're there and you just get to play baseball and you just get to worry about the games, how has it been?
Well, you know, the first few days we had no baseball happening, so we was all getting pretty antsy, you know, cooped up in the hotel, doing some of the check-in stuff and you know, just that, those first couple days of opening day stuff. We're all excited to have got that first game in and, you know, kind of worked through all the cobwebs and getting into Battle baseball again and playing well today.
As far as the nerves are concerned, I'm sure the kids are experiencing that. That's only natural. What about from a coaching staff perspective? I'm sure that first game out, right, you're standing on the field, it's the national anthem, kind of sets in like, wow, look where we're at.
You know, it's an awesome experience. We were lined up next to the Australia teams and getting to talk to their coaches and just seeing all the teams from all over coming in. You know, you're definitely here in the hotel sizing people up and having conversations and you know, just excited to see everybody finally take the field, kind of, you know, measure up the competition that way. And we was able to do that where we had a first day bye. We got to see both teams we play, two of the teams in our pool. So, you know, after that, I'm always confident in this group. They're a great group of kids and, you know, they like to get after it. But I think we all had some jitters.
As far as sizing up the competition, Coach, when you look at the size roster-wise, for those who are unaware, you have 11 kids on this team. When you take a look at the physical size and the strength, where are we in comparison to the competition of the teams, the 10 teams that are there?
I think, you know, we line up with the top teams, top half of the teams, yeah. I mean, we do have good size in this group, you know. And I do think, you know, it's kind of a fun thing because I think when people see us there, they're definitely get a little bit nervous because of the size of our boys.
Yeah, that was my question in that realm, right? Because we did see that at the local tournament here. Size-wise, this team stacked up with everyone. And so never being able to see it on this level for the 13-year-old, I was just curious as to, you know, skill level, size level, what type of world it is. I would anticipate that 13-year-olds significantly different than 8-year-olds, right? By the time we hit this teenage age group, everything starts to even out a little bit compared to what we saw when we were 8, 9 years old here.
It does, and then even for that, the biggest equalizer is the 60-90. I think the field, you know, it takes it to a whole new level, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the game so far. You guys are now sitting 2-0 after the win today. I do want to go back to what went down yesterday. An exciting game. You guys jump out to a 7-2 lead, but Wisconsin makes a big push in the sixth inning, and they draw even. You guys had to overcome some adversity in that game, but you found a way to get it done 12-9.
Yeah, you know, leading up to leaving to Jamestown, it's really tough. We don't, you know, we're trying to give arms rest. We're trying to raise money. We're you know, going a million directions. We haven't thrown full bullpens, you know, for a while. There was the nerves that play into it, right? So I thought our boys, you know, did what they do. They battle through everything. They don't quit. They stay after it. We had some uncharacteristic errors and just, you know, some, you know, different baseball things with backing up plays and just not being in the right spots that I think was the nerves. But I also, when you're out on this field, it's a stadium, you know, it's a big field. When you're throwing the ball across, you're thinking you're having to throw it harder. When I'm looking out with all of our other coaches and we're trying to make sure people are lined up, we're looking at them. It drops off like pro field, kind of towards the background to shed the water. But you're looking at our outfielders trying to figure out, are they too deep? Are they too shallow? So there's a lot of big adjustments with this field that I think came into play as well for both coaching and the players.
I know you had to be thrilled with the way Rigdon wrote and pitched in this game. He gives you a solid 3.2 innings. Did not allow a single earned run. Only gave up one hit to this Wisconsin squad. It just seems, Coach, like he gets better and better each time out as a starter.
He does, and he always gives us a chance. He's a great pitcher. He throws strikes. He's got a phenomenal defense behind him. But, yeah, Rigdon is definitely one of our guys. We're always expecting to do well when he's out there.
I think the thing that stood out to me with the box score is just how evenly the power numbers, the hitting performances was distributed. I mean, you had six kids that registered two RBIs each. I know Jackson was phenomenal at the plate. You had a couple of multi-hits, but in the same sense, you had six kids register two RBIs. You can't get much more balanced than that.
No, and I tell you what, it's a hard lineup to manage. I mean, you have guys that can hit 1 through 5. You know, any one of them. So it is hard to manage, but they all know their roles and they all do their jobs. And man, it's just fun to have, you know, 9 or 10 hitters, 11 hitters in your lineup whenever you're playing.
Again, our guest right now is manager Derek Martinez talking about the Carbon County Battle Baseball Team in Jamestown, New York at the Babe Ruth World Series. Coach, let's talk about the game earlier today. Again, we'll start with pitching because Nate Tatton was phenomenal. He gives you 5 innings, did not give up a single earned run, maybe gave up a few walks, but nonetheless, he did exactly what he needed to do, and you guys managed to keep this Colorado team at bay for most of the game.
Yeah, Nate pitched great. He was able to, you know, command the zone for the most part. He was throwing strikes, giving our defense a chance. Those guys on that other side, they hit the ball. They squared it up pretty good. But, our defense played well. In any baseball game, you can improve on things. We had a couple errors that were a little uncharacteristic again. But, everybody's got each other's back. You watch them, you know, meet at the middle, and they're, you know, fist bump and say, I got you. You know, they're just a good, solid group of kids. But Nate gave us a chance today, and our defense really, really played well.
I know Alex had a pretty phenomenal showing, too, going 2 innings and not allowing one hit, basically. So, Coach, there's such a big emphasis on offense. You got to hit the ball. You got to score runs. But when you take a look at the combined 7-inning effort from Nate and Alex today, you're not going to lose any games with this team if you allow one hit. I mean, that right there in itself is just outstanding, and I think it's kind of a unicorn-type game for a setting like this.
Yeah, I think, you know, our pitchers put the pressure on their hitters. Our defense, they make a ton of plays. Even the hit they got, I mean, it was a ball that was hit well. Jason Calley had a great read. I thought he came up with it. He was going back to in the gap to his right, and I mean, just a excellent effort from our outfielder out there. But it just barely tipped off of his glove, or we'd had a no hitter there. But Alex came in. He challenged up, just like, you know, he does what we're asking him to do. Make him put the ball in play. Let your defense help you out. And man, he did a great job of it as well.
You guys finished with 9 hits today. Again, Alex had a solid 2 RBI performance. Bassoni comes in. He's got hit with 2 RBIs. Rigdon brings in 2 RBIs. Jacko has a triple. The extra base hits have stood out to me as well, Coach, looking at the box scores over the last 2 games. You guys are obviously hitting in the right spot because the extra base hits have piled up over these first 2 games.
They have, and these guys, I mean, they're big kids, and they're hitting the ball hard. It is not easy to get extra base hits in these parks. You know, the defense is on the other side is great, too. It's tough, but, you know, our guys are super aggressive. They're getting out of the box hard, looking through on everything. And, you know, Jacko, he's a fast kid. He's probably, I'm not sure I've seen anybody else get a triple yet in this park, and I think he's got two of them.
If we look ahead, Coach, now that you're 2-0 in pool play, you still have a few games, two more games that you got to worry about before you get into that single elimination tournament. Tomorrow is a really big one as you guys go up against Eagle Pass, Texas. These are two unbeaten teams in pool play, so tomorrow really is kind of a, can we say, a tone setter for the remainder of your time in New York. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. They, you know, we've watched them play a couple times. They're a good team. They, you know, they put the ball in play. Pitchers throw strikes. But again, it's the same for me. If these guys will just play the way they can play, I don't think there's anybody that can beat them. And they prove that time in and time out. You know, weekend, every weekend they get after it, and they just love doing it with each other.
I know as a manager, it's probably not wise to look ahead, right? But, I mean, the fact of the matter is you got to finish inside the top three in your pool to get into the single elimination tournament. It's real simple. If you win one more game, you're a lock to get in the single elimination tournament. They can't keep you out.
Yeah, even at this point, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm expecting to win every game. I think we've just got to play solid baseball for the next few games, and I think we got a great shot.
How do you handle pitching from this point on? I'm not too familiar with the restrictions, and just kind of looking at the way you've used, you know, Rigdon and Nate so far, Coach, how do you have to manage that for the rest of the week? What are you looking at in that realm?
That is tough. I mean, the pitch count, we're on a pitch count. They have to throw up to 45. If they throw over 45 pitches, they have a day's rest. They can throw to 75. If they throw over 75, they got 2 days rest and max of 95 in a day. So we're in a pretty good spot. We had lost Rigdon for today. We get him back, but we still got to manage, you know, the health of that young man and where his arm's at. You know, I think we're in a really good spot. You know, Nate will have a day off tomorrow, but I mean, we got 10 guys that can throw. I'm pretty confident in all of them, so I think we're in a great spot pitching wise.
Just for reference, we'll talk about Wednesday, once we get to the 20th, you get Jamestown, New York. That's the host team. You guys have to play them at night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. And so these next 2 days, this is fun. This is what you go for, right? I mean, getting Texas and then the hometown team in the next 2 days, that's great baseball.
It you know, that atmosphere at night, there's a ton of people there. The boys like playing under the lights. It's a big stage, and, you know, it's just seeing their excitement when they show up to the park, seeing how much fun they're having. It's a great facility. That atmosphere is going to be fun.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to give us an update. Congratulations on winning the first two games. Hopefully the next time we talk, we're still talking about an unbeaten team from Carbon County representing the Babe Ruth World Series. I do appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You know, wish us luck. We're going to stay at it.
Again, that's manager Derek Martinez taking out the time to join us and talk Babe Ruth baseball. Tomorrow, Battle's going to be back at it. And, of course, we'll bring you the updates as they become available right here on Castle Country Radio. Let's pause for just a moment. We'll talk high school football. The season is officially off and rolling. We went over the scores from not only Carbon and Emory, but also some games of interest during our sports break. We're going to bring it back. You'll hear from Coach Nick Milovich. We'll play that post-game interview from Friday night as he picked up a win in his first game of the helm. That's straight ahead here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.